Hello, good afternoon, good morning, Sam and Alex. Welcome you both to this podcast. How are you both? Alex, how are things at your end?
Very good, thanks. Surviving the spring weather here in London. It's actually pretty sunny today, so really enjoying that.
Fantastic. So Alex here represents EcoVadis, one of the leading firms in the ESG space, and Alex heads the account executive for the sustainable finance space globally. Alex is working with Suntech in the partnership space as well, where we are jointly trying to come up with useful value proposition for the market. I also have my colleague Sam with me on the call. Sam is a sales director at Suntech, engaging with clients across US region. Sam, how are you doing? How are things there in US?
Hi, Pulkit. Doing well, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
That's great, Sam. Sam and Alex, thank you so much for taking out time and doing this podcast with us. With exciting times and with the growth that we have been experiencing, with various issues we have had in the last half a decade around us, we have seen our lives goes from the high wave that the market was riding in 2018-19 to a sudden COVID in 2020, and now with markets opening up again, but a recession across major economies in the West. A kind of waves that we have all gone through in the last half a decade. But one thing that has remained constant, an area that has remained constant, where the economies around the world, the leaders around the world has been focusing, is to make us, our business, and this entire global world a more sustainable, eco-friendly world. And with that, we come to the focus of the discussion today, which is the ESG framework and its impact across our lives and businesses. I would like to open up the floor by requesting Alex, who sits at the epicenter of doing this day in and day out from EcoVadis. Alex, what's your view on ESG framework and its impact globally?
Yeah, so I mean, here from the EcoVadis perspective, we're focused on launching programs and partnerships with large banking institutions across the world to address this need when it comes to ESG data and ESG ratings. More specifically, I guess, from our perspective in the mid-market and SME space. So here at EcoVadis, that's what differentiates us from a lot of other ESG ratings providers who have more of a focus on those larger corporates, whereas we have the focus more on the mid-market and SME privately held space and working with those companies specifically to gather data, but also to produce assessments and ratings for them that can be useful in the marketplace, and really as well to help them start to benchmark and create a baseline for their own performance and to then make improvements over time to have a real impact on the world around them. When it comes to ESG frameworks specifically, obviously we're seeing a patchwork of different regulations and standards across the world. This is slowly coming together over time, kind of a big block, of course, in the EU, but also certain types of regulations that are existing in the US and the Americas, and global standards that are being put into place by kind of international bodies as well. What we're trying to do here at EcoVadis is to simplify that, aligning the work that we do to assess, rate, and assist companies through their transition to as many of these international standards and regulations as possible. A lot of these are really focused on specific KPIs and data collection, whereas the EcoVadis program is a little bit broader than that. We'd like to see ESG is pretty holistic in nature, very much a sliding scale, very much not static. What ESG is today is not the same as what ESG was 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Absolutely.
What also, in the same vein of what sustainability is, what is considered sustainable today is continuously evolving. And so we focus on a kind of two-pronged approach. We are looking at collecting data points, KPIs to fulfill certain legislations and certain ESG frameworks, but we're also really focused on helping companies from that holistic standpoint of improving their processes over time and then measuring and tracking that those changes to show real impact that they can have through the kind of ESG programs that we run both independently with businesses, but also in partnership with banking institutions as well, That's kind of the view here from the EcoVadis perspective, I would say.
Fantastic. That's great. Now, you know, very interesting views that you shared, Alex. Let's try to deepen a little bit more focused on where we come from at SunTech World, where predominantly we engage with large banks in BFSI industry. Sam, you know, we have been hearing at our end as well, ESG has a major impact in BFSI industry. Largely now customers are becoming well aware and increasingly participating in making sure that, you know, banks are more involved in the overall ESG framework and take a responsible role. And now even regulators are pushing for the same, both in Europe as well as in the US part of the world. You know, what's your view? How do you see with your engagements with some of the large banks in the US region? How do you see ESG as a framework being taken in the bank and the shift that we are seeing of this being rather taken just as a risk element to more of a business element?
That's a great question, Pulkit. I think here in the US, it's kind of a two-pronged approach. Like you mentioned, the bank's customers are certainly taking a much larger consideration when it comes to their own ESG priorities and green footprint, where customers are starting to, you know, build greenhouses or purchase, you know, electric vehicles, and how corporate customers are making their own sustainability pledges and net zero commitments. And they're looking for banking partners that will help them on that journey and potentially benefit them and improve their ESG scores by having the right banking partner with the right sustainable banking products. You know, so banks are exploring new ways to incorporate sustainability into their business models. One approach that we're seeing gain popularity is, you know, as a pricing and billing solution, the use of dynamic segmentation that's allowing banks to offer sustainability-based pricing to customers who are committed to reducing their environmental footprint. So there's a lot of different products that banks are looking to offer, and I think we're at the early stages of a much larger transformation happening in them, in this market at least. But I'd be interested to hear what your perspective is on the European side.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Absolutely. You know, I manage the Europe and the UK Ireland region for SunTech. And in this market, increasingly, the regulators have also been pushing for this agenda, where they are now, they, you know, must have read in the news that it is mandatory to now transparently report to the ECB on the ESG practices being taken in the bank, how banks are making sure they are not only just compliant, but also overall making sure their end customers go for more greener products, be it on the bond side, be it on the lending side. And, you know, we see that coming up in mainstream retail business as well. Just a few days ago, one of the leading building societies here in the UK, Leeds Building Society, launched a mortgage product, very interestingly, where they are pushing to change the customer behavior in terms of going for more greener homes. And if you participate in this value chain where you buy a more greener home, which is recently built, and your builder is even more compliant with the ESG framework, you'll end up getting better mortgage rate, better mortgage pricing, because you are ultimately helping the bank fulfill their entire ESG requirements. So in that sense, now we are seeing this shift of moving away from looking at it just as a risk or a reporting element. We are seeing more ESG being taken up by the business leaders within the bank as a fundamental pillar of deciding their overall growth strategy, overall product strategy, which I believe is ultimately going to make a larger impact in the market, because that ultimately will change the customer behavior of adopting more and more greener policies, more and more socially responsible products, more and more environment friendly entire value chain is what we'll see in the coming days. Now, you know, that's more around how we are seeing the trends in the market. But looking at the current economic scenario, where every financial sector, industry, or bank is now being more pressurized on revenue. We are beyond that euphoria stage where at one point in time, with the increasing interest rates, the start of 2023, banks were expecting a higher incomes than last entire decade to be posted in this year. But now we are seeing there is a potential risk where there could be cascading impact of some of the failures on the bank side we have seen in the US market, with the consolidation happening between Credit Suisse and UBS, the large two giant in the Swiss market, and some of more on the card in the future. How do you see, Alex and Sam, you know, we'll start with Alex, the current economy, in the current economic scenario, which is quite tricky, how will the industry try to keep the focus on the ESG rather than again rolling it back to its old old framework of focusing on the revenue? Alex, your views.
Thanks. So great question, and very timely, of course, considering the current issues we can all see in the market. I would say that from our perspective, we are not seeing such a decrease in interest in the concept of ESG from the banking institutions that we're talking to and partnering with. And I think that's for a couple of different reasons. First is that there is legislation, at least here in Europe and in many jurisdictions worldwide, that are addressing different aspects of ESG, or indeed ESG and sustainability overall, and is pushing the market in that direction. This is, of course, coming from the government, but ultimately is also coming from consumers, coming from businesses, as the world is taking a bigger focus on this, regardless of any kind of economic hardships. And I would say beyond this, there is this need for banking institutions, especially those larger ones, to be first movers in this space. They would like to meet this market need that isn't going away despite the recession, to be able to remain profitable in the long run. So I think banks here are taking a little bit of a longer view when it comes to ESG and focusing their planning on being able to be profitable in the coming decades. And for that, they do need to consider kind of certain ESG-linked products, to just consider sustainability overall when they look at their customer base. And to that end as well, we are seeing an increasing interest from banks to just be able to map ESG-related risks within their customer base in a similar way that they would be mapping also kind of credit risk or inherent risk. And ESG is becoming a real important part of that consideration as well. And for that reason, you know, despite any looming recession, whether large or small, I think that the need to consider ESG data, ESG ratings, kind of ESG in a holistic way across the business that banks are involved in is not going to be going away anytime soon.
Absolutely, Alex. You rightly nailed it. When frameworks related to credit risk, frameworks related to some of the common basic banking standards are being adhered despite of any financial conditions or market conditions roundabout, why can't ESG become that part of mainstream framework where banks look at this as something sacrosanct to be adhered to irrespective of the external conditions and take that as a base to then start creating better banking environment? I think there is no other way around it. We can't shy away from the fact that it is the need of the hour and it needs to be taken as such without putting any other aspect ahead of ESG. I think that's the message from the regulator as well, as you rightly pointed out in Europe. Sam, your view around the US market?
Yeah, I think Alex did a great job highlighting the good work that EcoVadis is doing. I think here in the US, you know, companies are just starting to measure their ESG score, and you know, companies like EcoVadis are onboarding more and more, you know, corporate customers every day to track these ratings. I think it's very important that there's tools like this for banks to offer their customers to help with this journey, because at the end of the day, in this environment, while rates are rising, having a good ESG rating can also help their customers to get a better rate on their loan and get a better rate on their deposits. So I don't see this slowing down, especially as companies that are already tracking ESG ratings have already made commitments to their sustainability pledges. And this isn't the time to be, you know, moving away from those commitments. So, you know, there's an incentive for customers to track and improve their ratings to get better banking products and services. And at the end of the day, it's good for the environment as well.
Fantastic, Sam. And you rightly mentioned around, you know, one particular key stakeholder in your conversation, and that's the end customer, whether it is banking industry or tech industry or any other industry for that matter of fact. Ultimately, it's the consumers who decide what kind of products they would want to take from you or what kind of organization they would want to really associate themselves with. And I see a huge trend where now customers are becoming more and more aware. If I recall correctly, Citizens Bank, I think, launched a very interesting product, which is in the retail market, a deposits product, where you can actually look at incentivizing the customer if they are offsetting their carbon footprint. Now, it's a great example of banks getting the overall reduction of the greenhouse emissions impact as part of a mainstream banking product. And I do believe conscious customers who are looking to contribute in this overall mission of us making more economically sustainable are looking for such more and more products. And customer behavior is ultimately another driving factor for banks to move towards a more sustainable value chain. Alex, your views, how do you see customers again, the end customers like you, me, or in terms of corporates, you know, the ones that we work for, how are they impacting the overall compliance aspect and adoption aspect of the ESG framework?
Yeah, no, great question. So I think there's two sides to this, right? So on the one side, you have the bank who's able to use financing either as an incentive to reward or encourage more sustainable behavior or changes at the corporate level, but also is crucial in providing financing for those companies to be able to do that kind of work. I'm speaking here very much from the business perspective because we don't kind of have any consumer retail programs that we work on with banks here at EcoVadis. We're very focused on company rating, so I don't have that view on the consumer level, but certainly from the banking side, the financing side, there's kind of big roles for banks to be able to play, both in encouraging and also rewarding, as well as financing companies to be able to make this kind of transition. And then looking at it more from the corporate standpoint, you know, I think I think that's where really the demand is truly coming from initially. And certainly what we've seen here at EcoVadis mm-hmm. is that it has been the corporates who have pioneered the kind of ESG linked financing space with some of the banking programs that we have launched. It's been a push from them to say, you know, we need to have this kind of ESG data and ratings on the suppliers within our supply chain. We need to have this to be able to manage that ESG risk and to reduce it in the long term. Why not also link this to the financing that we receive for those suppliers from a bank? Why not receive kind of ESG linked financing directly from the bank in terms of a loan facility as well? And that's where we've really been able to partner with banks to provide and service this need for their customers and indeed kind of our shared customers. So really, I think from our perspective, it's been a push coming from the corporates and the banks have been kind of responding to that need as well as the kind of regulatory requirements as well and the kind of desire to be a first mover in this space and really prospect and bring in new business from these ESG product offerings that these banks are putting into place.
Absolutely, Alex, you nailed it. You know, these customers of of yours who are not in banking industry, they pushing to become more sustainable, whether it is in terms of their own business life cycle or business value chain, or in terms of the finance they procure or the relationships they have with the bank. And we at Suntech also, you know, with 170 plus large customers across the world, predominantly banks, we see this as the key message across as well from these banks that they are now looking to move ESG as part of their main product strategy. They are not looking at this to be something managed by the risk team of the bank. They are looking at innovative models of incorporating some of these components that will further incentivize customer, not just on the old age fundamentals around giving cashbacks or giving lifestyle benefits, but rather really giving benefits like the one that Citizen Banks launched around carbon offsetting or interest rate prioritization, reduction of fees across the product, giving access to some of the premium products for those customers or those corporates who are contributing to the overall adherence in terms of the ESG framework. So we see that message loud and clear. This is now part of the product strategy, part of the business strategy, and the end consumers are playing a major role by being more receptive towards these kind of products by being more educated towards the impact, small impact that each customer makes to the overall larger ESG goal work that we are all trying to adhere to. Sam, your views from the US market, you see any specific trends?
Yeah, I would agree with Alex. I would say this is primarily being driven by the corporate customers themselves. Regulations are still young and it's still very much a voluntary market here in the US. So the Citizens Bank example that you provided is a perfect example where, corporate customers are looking to use basically soft interest to offset the fees they would typically be paying for carbon credits. But there's also a lot of different products around green deposits, which are like a bank account where deposits can be used to fund loans for environmentally friendly projects, and the customers are getting an ROI and in turn improving their ESG ratings by, investing in these types of products. So these are ones that we're seeing a lot of popularity from a corporate banking customer's perspective. But as we continue to see advancements in, ESG ratings and more access to these, evolving regulations and changing customer demand, I think it's clear that banks will continue to adapt to remain competitive, by embracing new pricing strategies and segmentation techniques to, better serve their customers and contribute to a more sustainable future.
Fantastic. Thanks, Sam. Now, rounding it up, what's the way ahead, Alex? The future, how do you see the framework itself evolving and the role that EcoVadis has as a vision to contribute in this ESG journey?
From our perspective here at EcoVadis, I think we're focused on providing a real impact and measurable impact that we can look back and we can say, okay, you as a company, you started with us here and here's how you've progressed and here's the real impact you've been able to have on your customers, on the world around you in general when it comes to the most material aspects of sustainability for that particular company. We see the possibility of doing this through all different types of programs, whether directly with the corporates themselves, whether through procurement sustainability programs looking at their supply base, whether through financing programs we run with our partner banks, or potentially new partnerships like the one we're pioneering here with Suntech as well. And so we're very open to any possibility to use the services, the assessments, the ratings, and the programs we work on to measuring and providing that real impact for the market. We are probably one of the largest networks of business sustainability ratings globally, and we're always looking to make that even bigger and to bring on board as many businesses as possible. So we really see ourselves as one of many different companies focused on this journey globally. It's not just going to be us alone. It's going to be in partnership with many other players in the ESG space.
Okay, absolutely. Great. Thanks a lot, Alex. I think wonderful views we have got from Alex and Sam. And as Alex rightly said, it's the collaborative effort and coming together of various players in this industry that is going to provide an optimal solution for adopting ESG framework better, for providing better results of this framework, and ultimately making our Mother Earth a better place to live and a sustainable place to live. I think with that thought, I thank you, Alex, for taking out time today and being with us. And thanks, Sam, for again doing this early hours, your time. But I think it was a highly productive session, and I do hope our audience enjoy this podcast. Stay tuned for more to come from Suntech.